Good morning. I'm Lily Knepp. I'm our senior regional reporter here for Blue Ridge Public Radio, and I'm here to help catch you up on what happened this week with Felicia Sanmez, our growth and development reporter. Welcome, Felicia.
Hey, Lily.
So we started the week with an update on a story that you've been following about the Malvern Hills pool in Asheville. Tell me a little bit more about that.
That's right, Lily. It's a beloved West Asheville pool, and it's 90 years old. The pool is closed this summer and perhaps indefinitely because of safety issues. It could cost as much as $3 million to rebuild it. And this week, we learned that community members met with city officials here in Asheville to discuss the possibility of including the pool in a bond referendum this November.
Great. And when are we going to find out more about this?
There's a lot more steps involved before the Asheville City Council votes on a proposed budget and bond referendum later this summer. There are also two public hearings scheduled for May, and pool advocates plan to show up for both of them.
Wow, yeah. And our reporter who covers Asheville and Buncombe County, Laura Hackett, she goes to all of those City Council and Buncombe County Commission meetings, so I'm sure she'll be keeping an eye on that too.
That's right. And Laura Hackett also wrote a budget primer this week that tells you everything you need to know about how the process works. And that's getting ready for the budget to be finalized by the County Commission, which is also happening later this summer.
Great. Yeah, we will definitely be keeping an eye on that. Another story that's very important this week has been out of Henderson County surrounding whooping cough. And BPR's Helen Chickering and Jose Sandoval have been following this story.
That's right, Lily. And at last count, there were over 50 confirmed cases in the county. And this story is big news because whooping cough is highly contagious. It's a bacterial infection that affects the airways and lungs, and it spreads easily when somebody sneezes or coughs. Most of the cases that we've seen so far are among school-aged children, but many adults are also diagnosed, including some who didn't even realize that they had the illness. Helen and Jose have been doing really amazing work on this story. We also have a Spanish language version of that story on our website, bpr.org, that was translated by Jose, and you can check it out. And looking forward to this weekend, Lily, today you did a preview of an event on the Koala Boundary. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right, Felicia. This is the fifth year for the annual Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women's March on the Koala Boundary, organized by a local group there. And this year it's actually called the MMIR, Murdered and Missing Indigenous Relatives March. So here's how Maggie Jackson, who's one of the hosts of the We Are Resilient podcast, explains that change.
You know, MMIW was kind of the start of the movement, but this epidemic does not only touch women and girls. It unfortunately touches every Indigenous person in the world because it's an epidemic of Indigenous people.
And that event will be on Sunday, May 5th. You can also find out more at bpr.org.
And finally, following our tradition here at BPR, we are still following the news of Charlotte the pregnant stingray in Hendersonville. Charlotte became pregnant last fall without a male stingray in the tank. She has not yet given birth, but one of her favorite things to eat this week is scallops, according to the aquarium.
That's what's been, you know, a real highlight to keep track of every week here at BPR. So thanks so much for listening to this news roundup. I'm Lily Knepp, senior regional reporter with BPR. And thank you so much to Felicia Sanmez, our growth and development reporter, for joining me for this recap this week.
Thanks so much, Lily. It was great to join you.